And it's Wednesday with Wiser, and it is dry. We did have a quick little psycho storm this week. Oh, Debbie. Debbie was never my favorite girlfriend. How about you? I hope everybody's safe and getting things organized. So it's time for you to really have a little fun. Take a break from the drama of what is storm season. And hats off to Jeff Berardelli, Channel 8 and his team. Hats off to Mike Clay and his team, Brian McClure. You were amazing as our tornado plowed through areas, floods areas. Just amazing. We have Dennis Phillips. Want to thank all of you for your hard work. So let's get down to the business of having fun in the summer. Solo Jazz Night is on Wednesday with James Suggs and crowd. It is always, always a fun time. Friday night concert with the Matthew Frost Band is happening at 111 Second Avenue Northeast. Art Walk is this weekend, all through downtown, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in another minute. This Thursday, there's a Songwriters Night open mic at Grapes Wine Cafe with Grego Anderson, who will also be debuting his new CD on the 10th at the Tiki in Gulfport. Sunday session with host Josh Nelbs has Matthew Frost joining him at the Ale and the Witch. Bay Bar Blues and Barbecue. I don't know if you've been to this event on Wednesdays. It's really a lot of fun. And tonight actually will be Boho Sideshow. So be sure to catch that. This Saturday, Florida Landscapes by Cindy Veneer is happening. 515 22nd Street during Art Walk at the Saltwater Gallery. It's an amazing show. Saltwater is one of our favorite places to go. So, still more fun to be had. Southern Fresh, live jazz and blues this week. The Rowdy's Back to School Clinic. Lots of back to school clinics going on all week. St. Pete Art Walk, Splash of Red Art Exhibit will be on August this week, featuring 100 plus original works by over 50 local artists at the Five Deuces Gallery. So if you go to the Arts Alliance page, you'll be able to see all of the Arts Walk things that are going on. Sunday Jazz in the Lounge with the Boho Science Show. And then followed by the crew, Brian Hughes and James Suggs. That's always a fun time. Open mic night, August 7th, featuring artist Joe Roma at the Hippy Dippy Blueberry Patch. Beach House 5317, Saturday 2nd, Art Walk in St. Pete. Also a great thing to do. Florida famous Paul Leroy Garris is in conversation with Maggie Duffy, terrific Tampa Bay Times reporter, this Friday at 6 o'clock at Floridorama. Floridorama will have a fabulous party, after party, and, you know, also on Art Walk. There is paella from our friends at Apalulu. We love Apalulu. They're so much fun. Also going on is the Downtown Core, Downtown Backyard in Tampa. If you're going over to Tampa, that's a fun thing to do. This Friday, Stormbringer's 30th anniversary concert is at Clearwater. They're going to have the Black Honkies on stage as well. So that's going to be a really fun time down at Clearwater and Coachman Park. So also coming up, the 10th, / ZZ Ward, Robert Randolph at The Sound. Classic album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club's Band at The Sound at Coachman Park on the 11th. Old Gods of Appalachia at the Capitol Theater on the 11th. And guitarists Leo Kaki and Julian Lodge the 15th. And one of my favorites, RuPaul's Drag Show All Stars, gathering at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater on the 29th. Listen, make sure you have your tickets for Buddy Guy at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 14th of September. And there are just so many amazing shows coming off. Florida Orchestra's 2024-2025 season kicks off with a Masterworks 6 concert matinee package at the Mahaffey Theater, one of the three venues where the orchestra regularly performs. Now is the time to get your tickets for the amazing season. They're going to have pop concerts celebrating Nashville country hits in late September, women vocalists in October, British artists in November, and of course, holiday pops in December. You can catch it all online, floridaorchestra.org. We hope to do some things with them ourselves. The Palladium has an amazing show this week, Southern Hospitality, Victor Wainwright, J.P. Soares, and our own Damon Fowler, August 16th at the Hoff Concert Hall. You know, I'm just so in the Paris state of mind with the Olympics, and I've been spending some time at the Left Bank Bistro this week just to kind of compliment myself and what I'm watching, and live jazz on Thursdays. You got to go for live jazz on Thursdays. It's a terrific experience. You know, Left Bank is open Tuesday through Sunday, but it's live jazz on Thursday that will get you into the Paris Olympic state of mind. Coming off at the at the Central Park Performing Arts Center is the Swan Brothers, August 29th, Graham Bonnet, September 27th, Henhouse Prowlers, October 11th, and Martin Barr of Jethro Tull, Unbelievable, just announced October 28th. That is one I will not be missing. Also, I will not be missing Herbie Hancock 2024 Fall Tour, September 15th at the Mahaffey. I'm making reservations at the Sonata Restaurant and Lounge, where you can be over the moon with the view. The food is amazing, and I'm going to get my tickets for Herbie Hancock and for the Sonata at the same time. Another great show at the Mahaffey is the Buena Vista Social Orchestra. That is going to be coming up on September 30th. And Tori Kelly is going to be at Janice Live October 8th. And Benici is going to be at the Mahaffey September 27th. Sounds of Soul in Pinellas Park. I don't know if you've been to the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center. It's a terrific place to go. And they have the Sounds of Soul on August 17th. And at the same place, Majesty of Rock on September 14th. On Sunday, they have a fun farmer's market. Can't wait till it's a little cooler so we can enjoy all of that. Also coming up at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, they have announced their lineup for the fall. White Snakes, Joel Hoekstra, Devil City Angels, Brandon Gibb, and special guest Joey Witt, October 6th. That is going to be quite the show. You know, these are people that have a powerhouse acoustic trio, rich history, so that's going to be a fun thing to do. I cannot get over the Straws is going to have Moulin Rouge, and that they're going to host the Tampa Opera once again for Candida, January 31st and February 2nd, Don Pasquale, March 7th and 9th, and La Boheme, April 11th and 13th. I know it is way in advance to talk about that, but the tickets go fast. Also coming up at the Straws is the season tickets are now on sale for National Geographic Live. That should be quite the experience. Another concert that I'm excited about is UB40 with the English Beat and Maxi Priest at The Sound on August 8th. I told you about Stormbringer at August 9th. Slash, Larkin Poe, ZZ Ward, Robert Randolph on Saturday, August 10th. And, you know, if you haven't been to The Sound, you need to try it out. Lots going on with that, and not to be missed. So also coming up is this month on August 15th. We talked about Leo Kaki and Julian Lash, but I didn't tell you about the Psychedelic Furs. They're coming into Ruth Eckert September 1st, and that is just really fun. Hey, did somebody say National Tequila Day? So, you know, in the spirit of National Tequila Day, why don't you get tickets now for History in a Bottle, A Taste of Tequila, and join in the spirit at Saturday, August 10th. It is going to be really fun, and it's going to be with catering from Lalo Chateau. You can find out all about what is really happening with tequila. And it's going to be at our favorite place, the St. Pete Museum of History. Tickets are still available, but going fast. And listen, I know that tequila comes from a beluga agave plant, but I'm telling you, I did not realize that there is so many different kinds of tequila. You had better think about joining us. Well, speaking of drinking and drinks, halfway there, we heard from our friend Matt Dam and Tampa Bay Brewers Alliance and Tampa Bay Beer Week. Have a halfway there. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. August 24th, 1 to 4, the Coliseum. There's going to be beer. There's going to be food outside. Designated designated drivers can get a special ticket. Do not miss halfway there. If you're looking for something cool and indoors to do in addition to all of our museums, the Dalí, the James, why don't you check out the Clearwater Marine Aquarium and see their new Manatee Rehabilitation Center. It is equipped with the latest cutting-edge technology, including ozone treatment and medical habitats with false bottoms, and it really helps for the comfort and well-being of these gentle sea creatures who are often nicked by boats going by. Please, please, please support all of that. Also coming up is the West St. Pete Community Picnic is returning to the West St. Pete Community Festival on September 28th. We're going to be live from there, and there's going to be live music, beer, wine, craft vendors. Our friend St. Pete Eats, Wendy Wesley, will be there. Local artists will be there. Aaron Bryce is still looking for, you know, all of you in the community to come down. This is the first time ever event, so it's very fun. Job site, the Straz Resident Theater Company will launch another season of shows from wild comedies to dark delights. The 2024-2025 season opens with POTUS, or Behind Every Great Dumbass Are Seven Women Trying to Keep Him Alive, on the 4th through the 29th, followed by Gory Stories, I Love Gory, October 23rd through the 17th, and then it will wind down with Puffs, 7-9 through 8-3. Opening at Free Fall, August 9th, is Fable, Who Has the Right to Tell Your Story? Fable explores the nature of memory through the eyes of two very different show business siblings. And this is a fable about the making of a Broadway fable, a show within a show, the hit musical Gypsy. Sisters June Havoc and Gypsy Rose Lee's loyalty to each other is tested in a mounting battle between fiction and truth. Following up after that will be our very own friend Matthew McGee, and back in another Sherlock Holmes adventure, Ken Ludwig's Moriarty, November 8th through December 9th. So that is what's going on this month. You really just have to do one more thing with me. Will you join me Saturday, August 24th, for the Morian Center for Clays St. Pete Cupcake Competition, returning for its 30th decadent year in the Warehouse Arts District. I have judged this before. There are vegan and gluten-free options, but I'm telling you, it is the sweetest deal in the country for great art, great crafts. I don't know if you know this, the Morian Arts Center is looking for funding to rebuild. They're going to rebuild the entire location, 5 stories, and the Chihuly will be incorporated inside. But the Morian Center for Clay in the Warehouse Arts District is a completely interesting, hands-on, immersive experience. And then finally, if you're looking for a holiday gift, look no further than Jerry Seinfeld Live, Ruth Eckert Hall, December 15th. Don't forget about the Tampa Bay Comic Convention coming up this month. It will even include Andy Serkis. Oh, yes, that's Frodo. Frodo, Andy Serkis as Gollum, and Sean Astin as Sam. Unbelievable. Finally, the Menagerie at the Museum will be presented on Saturday, August 17th at the James Museum. It is a fun event for kids. It's often sold out by the time it comes. There'll be a live animal encounter, wildlife gallery, and kid-approved activities, including temporary tattoos, face painting, and access to the entire museum. And like they are fond of saying, howdy, howdy, howdy. Finally, if you haven't hung out with Rui Farias on the historic trolley tours, St. Pete Museum of History, it's incredible. Thrill Hill, Rosa Park to Coffee Pot and Mirror Lake on Star Trolley. You can get your tickets at historystpete.org. And that is it from Wednesday with Wiser. From here to there and everywhere, count on us. Go to our Let's Go guide on our website for everything that is going on. Until next week, aloha.